Jesse Ambrose. I mean, we'll finish all that, but just let's go on the top, the topic. First, from just an actual answer on category theory. I want to restrict category theory as a subset of set theory, so instead of more general category. So all objects as set, and all morphisms are functions. So I can say morphism on two or one to one and so on. Otherwise, I come to trouble to define sub-object and so on. Sub-object is subset in a way. So this is a subset of the set theory. Okay, two objects are equivalent. Then there exist morphisms. Phi from A to B and psi from B to A. So the phi and psi are inverse to each other. So this satisfies equivalent class. The orphan C could be treated as the Jacobian category of it. Sometimes we may mix up, yeah, I don't care too much anyway. But just in many cases we mix up that way. In that case you identify the objects that are equivalent. A morphism from the object B into B is an idempotent when phi squared equal to phi. When you apply twice, you come to the same thing. And that comes more often for our left inverse and right inverse. Whenever there's something that psi phi identity as above, implies that phi psi is an idempotent. Okay, so anything with a left inverse of it, you do the other one, you may not get identity, but you repeat it twice, it becomes idempotent. This comes out very often, the way. So we come to pay attention to mapping of as idempotent map more later. In many cases, A, B. There's an inclusion is a morphism, it's well defined there. That's a sub-object that we call the super-object or over-object. Or maybe well-defined or in the beginning in the category is something called sub-object or some not called inclusion. Now that depends on your axiom, okay, or defined by certain axiom in a very complicated way, call something called sub-object, or others not defined at all, or certain kind of method identify inclusion, but other methods are not, depend on the axiom, such as A including B, B including C, then A can be including C, but if A including B, B including A, must A be same as B? That should be in the axiom to be arguable. We replace the word inclusion by embedding. But then you have to be very careful. To have sub-object or not. So ourselves there, given an object B, open us, when B has enough sub-objects, and also when B has enough automorphism, enough idempotent, enough idempotent morphism in the category. From B to B, so phi squared equal to phi. Now they are related to each other. So in particular, a given item more than phi. Phi of pi itself is in the phi. Is phi B an object? In the category. And furthermore, is phi B a sub-object? B. Now, in many cases, this is not in the object at all, so in no way to put the image there. Then whether you put inclusion there. So, some categories are so good, you got enough things. So that idempotent we define as sub-object as an image there. So the way is there. This is the obvious restriction there to come in there. Okay, but sometimes may not in your category. So the whole diagram can be. But one more thing is that you don't get one correspondence between sub object and that one. Okay, I'm here. I thought of the equality. Okay. I missed the slide. Like the five here, okay, you want to get in there. Before, just only five. okay, I want Excel to include this sub-object. And that's a restriction on mapping coming in. Like, given file as idempotent. And I think given A is a sub-object of B. Can the identity mapping extend to the mapping of B? As extensible. The identity function on A. Now once you get that, of course you can continue to do. Here's the file. Together, this will be another the file tutor. I don't use the tutor. Or psi. Then psi is an idempotent element here. So they will get one correspondent among each other to classify the idempotent, to classify the object. To classify. Or instead of classify, we try to classify, yeah. It tried to classify idempotent morphisms. On the fixed object of B. In this case, at least I got partial ordering. Partial ordering. Applies more than psi if only it's the composition. Equal to that. That's the ordering on the item potent there. 1, 2. Given B, we want to classify sub-objects of B, then you depend on the question, you can come to further the classification. In this way, you can define partial ordering. The sub-objects by inclusion. One bigger than that if one include the other in the inclusion mapping there. One thing I want to is to pay attention that given C determine 5B, but 5B should, but given C may determine the same 5B. Yeah.
So for inclusion, but your
sub-object
is not your subset of B.
Yeah, here we, that's right, yeah, so that depends on your axiom to make it well defined. Okay, in the pure set here, there's no problem. Inclusion is a subset,
right.
Then just define like that. Otherwise, we may come to trouble. That's right, yeah, that's right. Yeah, then we come to trouble. Or then you want the axiom to be well defined to what inclusion, to make it well defined. Yeah, we may come to some problems here later. Okay, yeah. But as set here, there's no problem. Just intercessors, okay? That inclusion, yeah, that's all it. Yeah. So, of course, other main concern as we come to the end there. The given subject, you may get more than one, the item potent may not be unique. There could be many, many item potent coming into. Okay, that this part determines the unit. Item potent about define. It is the object that you need to define. So this may not be unique. Yeah, the bad part is to make it complicated. So when you try to classify that, you come to the classification of item potent is not the same as classification of sub-object. Even they can't agree with that in many ways. But still the problem is that different item potent may give you the same sub-algebra as the image. So sometimes we look at sub-object, it will be related to item potent, but it comes in many different ways. So, yeah. So one more other definition. An object C is injected in the category. Then we have this way that whenever I have an A as a morphism, whenever I have a sub-object A a sub-object of B, then this can be extended. There. When A fit in B and phi, so given that there exists a phi tutor as a morphism extending the phi. Or make the diagram commute. So that's a definition to be injected, that for all AB in the category, whenever compare, and for all morphism phi from A to C, then you can do the extension. So how that related to our idempotent structure and so on? Injective and A is a sub-object of B, then the inclusion we can find the extension, the identity mapping can be being bounded there. And that means I got one way traffic, you only get two way traffic come with that. Okay? If A injection is so good that any one way traffic, you can make it two way traffic from B back down to A. But that's only left inverse of that. Not the right inverse anyway. A injection. Let's see. From B to A. That's the phi we shift to A. I mean the inclusion of we shift to A is the identity on A. So once you get that, of course, I can continue this way there. This, the composition becomes an item potent. Plus Yeah, everything is as a morphism. So free and then continue with the inclusion. And item process. So the very good for injective A that when you bring up all we get a item potent from B down to B. B into S come to A and then continue the composition, we get this one. So injective A open up more traffic. So it shows the very connection that usually we don't have it. Given one way traffic, you cannot expect to go back. But in that one, if A, you see, you can relate the idempotent with the subordinate more. And now that's number two is that. So B is in that here. And A subordinate of B. The A's you get here, if only if the A's A item for the image of B. Five identity, but the same as five restricted A is I identity. You can extend that this one. That's simple from very simple category theory that anything we carry over from that. So this case I come to, yeah. So this again is more related to the injective concept. The endomorphism and the injective object and sub-object very much related to each other. But only for injective object there. Two of the A and injective angle of B and the angle of A when we have the condition. One is that. A is a subject of B. B is injective. So this, or at least for the past, yeah, E is injective. C. The many things be injective, and including A. I want B to be minimum there. But that could be controversy. If A including B, including B. If A ever such a B1 with B, a B1 injective. Then B1 is B. Okay, that's a definition. That means a minimal object, minimal injective object, including A. We come to difficult logic question later here about the concept of minimum. About inclusion method. As identity as embedding, or about embedding, as inclusion, embeddings we got as. That's something could come to a hard problem. I don't know whether I can solve it. At least I can try my best to go over my lecture. Okay, but if we stop somewhere, I cannot make the conclusion. The more precise question will come in that if A in B, B in A, does it imply that A is B? Now that will come to trouble. He tried to do embedding. Okay, now if we come to this kind of problem, we also come to you change the inclusion method to embedding. But then the concept of a minimal here may not occur. The notion of minimal, the minimality, may be misleading or confusing or could be wrong. In other words, I'm not at this moment. But in many cases, we do want the embedding regards the inclusion. Yeah, then the logic won't work here, whether it's the smallest one to be included here or not. You may get something here, but you don't get the inclusion there, even have this kind of thing. A may not be same as B in the logic. So let's come to the real thing. The category of C's algebra. In the C's algebra theory, basically to build a category are with star homomorphism. With star homomorphism as morphism. Then the equivalent class are identified by star as morphism. Okay, this category also good is the H matrix and T. Includes these algebras. Can be decomposed unitary. This maps onto. That must include the mapping. This image is a six algebra. It's an object there. Okay, and that defines another morphism there. That's unitary. For some general category, you may not be able to do it. The image may not be an object. Here of course, by axiom, C is so good that any star homomorphism is image must be a six algebra. So that being very good, will be enough sub-object there. So many things I said before can carry over because enough sub-object. But only thing drawback here is that there's no, and maybe before you get object. But however, this has a many one-way traffic here cannot be extended to two-way traffic. And more precisely, this is the inclusion method in sub-object. Cannot be you cannot have the reverse order. Let me this one define. Send every A into AOOA. That's well-defined star isomorphism from this into that, putting this as sub-object here. Cannot have completion. Homomorphism pi. Then all those one-way traffic cannot expand to two-way traffic. The reason is that if I map from there down to there, suppose and then OIO, the off diagonal thing. On diagonalism, no problem. Two copies of diagonal. You can find easy map going back. I take this one with off diagonal thing, that will come to trouble. Suppose this goes to X in A. Suppose there exists star homomorphism, I'm sending this one to that. Then this X will cause trouble. No room for the X to exist at all. Then this goes to I, of course, as a map, as embedding there. But this is the same as But identity, you can take this modification and then the other way, add out to be identity. So this will go to I, but that will go to x star x. Okay, so that means input, so x cannot be 0. If x is 0, this cannot come to the I. On the other hand, I can't be hoping again, but that's equal to 0. Actually, the multiplication of that, you come to the corner there. The square of it becomes 0. But this, by the mapping, will go to x star, we go to x star. x star x. Okay, this and x, this and x star. That's it. By our condition. This is 0, but this is never 0. Because x is non-zero element, this is a positive element. The square of it is positive element. It can never be 0. So that comes to contradiction. There's no way to get any mapping from there up to there. So once you get that, that means A cannot be injected. I got put this object here. For any sub-object from that one, cannot be injected. There are two limited traffic. For any of this one-way traffic, you cannot go there. So in particular, this identity mapping cannot be extended at all for any A, since the algebra A. So, consequently, so thus, A is not injected. In this category, or in other words, there's no object is injected here in the category of star homomorphism. So let's change the object to the category of fifth algebra. We complete positive linear mappings as morphism. At this one, first of all, I want to mention that. As I said, yeah, still in the category of sheet algebra. Okay, that's right, the category. And later on, we come to operator systems. Okay, the category of C star algebras. Unit complete positive as a morphism. Okay, here of course, the star homomorphism must be C star algebra. I allow more general mapping. Now this means that I add more morphism. Without changing the object, object still the same. First of all, important thing is that the equivalent class here is still the same star as morphism. Defined from A to B and psi from B to A are unital complete body symmetric. Then and with if the left and right, the inverse of each other, then phi and psi are star isomorphism. I want to get that, I mean, my category, the equivalent class is the same. I'm not changing the equivalent class, star isomorphism is still the same. Because anything that just add in more morphisms for more work can be done. Okay, you add more traffic, but it won't change the nature. The basic nature is the equivalent car is still the same. Then the basic method automatically raise star isomorphism. So that's the main thing that keep that. We add more morphism without adding. Usually you add more morphism, you may change the equivalent class completely. The proof is that I may need lemma, but I omit the lemma that time. It's unital complete body mapping. It may satisfy the Cauchy inequality. Therefore, in the domain algebra, the inequality is true. So now I want to show this kind of thing. So now given phi psi equal identity and psi phi equal identity. So we look at the element of A. So when it is by A, this identity mapping, now I can apply the inequality. Apply this first and then the other. I can take the star in and out. You can keep the A star inside. Get the same, but just here I want to make it easier. So we get inequality, apply the Cauchy Schwarz inequality on both right and side, and keep the orderly. So we come, this are the same. So all inequality become equality. Inequality are equality. So they are the same. And the mapping is the phi A star A. Let me put my bracket here, okay? Phi. Yeah, so this is larger than that, you got equality. But the mapping is the phi is a one-to-one function, they are the same. So from here, once you get equality, so from that, the equality also, because phi is one-to-one, one bigger than the other, they are the same. So inside part, these two are the same. So that's true for all A. And we let A change, so that means the phi is a star homomorphism. It's a modification. Similarly, psi is a star homomorphism. It's the reverse of phi psi, the same argument. You'll get a similar position. But the position says a one-to-one as a function. So it might be psi homomorphism. As they are one-to-one on one onto function. The left and right inverse of each other. So this means the category, we are not change anything. We just get more things to come out. I'm going to do more general, but in particular, I put a B of H in that here. So it follows by general category, by the category itself. Expectation image are injective algebras are in that here. Okay, if these are the injective, if only you can find expectation from BH down to there. With phi restricted to A being identity. And that's from general category theory, any injective. But up there is injective, that get injective. As shown before, this is not injective, where you don't have enough room to, you find the lifting cannot bring it from upstairs downstairs. Actually, the more general fact, yeah, as is known in the even the subcategory of commutative cis algebra, they are known that which one are injective. Balanced theory for commutative cis algebra. A CRH is injective if only if. In this way, complete positive map same as a positive linear mapping. The unital compute same as unital contracting mapping. Or everything can carry over. So balanced space here comes in the yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. The image is that A is that complete positive mapping. Yeah, as the same word, the C and into A, okay. That's into B of A. Yeah, into A there. Yeah. So the mapping is the idempotent back to A there. Yeah. So that complete good agreement of a general category logic. Come out there. And so about that this law and see of this injective even if X is extremely disconnected. This means that the closure of each open subset of X is still open. That's definitely extremely connected. Or they call Stonian space, yeah. That's commutative case. And the one drawback for this category is that we are not enough object, we are now more mapping there, okay? Not enough object. The main thing is the the image of complete positive mapping is not may not be cis algebra. Okay, so they're not enough. You put in more mappings, the category. So in order to do that, I come to the next one. Let's see. The category. Operator systems. Here I will put in more objects there. At least the image of idempotent, the image of complete positive mapping, is still an object there. So in order to get more. Yeah, so let's break for 10 minutes, then we continue more. Or maybe 5 minutes, actually 10 minutes. According to the clock here. Yeah, you want to connect? Yeah, thank you. You made me a picture of it. So we're going to category operating system. Okay, can I use star or not star? So that is that. Completely partial. A complete partial linear map as morphisms. So this includes C-star algebra, and also we come to the equivalent. Okay. So the equivalent ways are determined by complete isometry. Actually. A unital complete order isomorphism. I mean the map go both ways are being complete positive. Okay, it's order isomorphism. Yeah. That's more general than star homomorphism. But between two C's algebra, that complete order isomorphism must be star isomorphism, as I mentioned before. At this more general, so at least I want to show you one fact is that in the five dimensional is very simple. I want to describe every isometry. Be operator system. I want A this one. I cannot this. That is complete order isomorphism from NN onto A is of the four. Then we can describe all. This is what means that. I want to see some update here, which is complete order isomorphic to M by M matrix. So what does it look? Okay, I got maybe I said. Well, complete order isomorphism. I mean the mapping with the both sides as an equivalent class. That means that, okay, the phi with existence of psi such that phi psi equals identity and psi phi equals identity. Yes, you must be complete positive. Okay, yeah, both are complete positive. Yeah, I mean, but in the category there, I look at all those complete positive in the mapping. Some that we left and right inverse, with inverse, those with inverse are called complete order isomorphism. Okay, the thing with the both way, that thing, yeah. Between every C size that we know, they must automatically be star isomorphism. But between non-C size algebra, of course, you allow something more general. Okay, it turned out, here I want to say, let me tell you in the finite dimensional case, what kind of thing it can be. How does M by N look like? Say, M by N matrix is star, can be organized with A, then how does A look like? AC in K by K, it's of the form. Yeah. We are used a unitary. In the K by K matrix. And psi is a completely contract, is a unital complete positive mapping. From M by M matrix to MK minus M to K minus M matrix. So in other words, what makes complete isomerism? Identity mapping, essential one thing. The other doesn't matter, you add more extra mapping, you will not change the structure. That is obviously you can find the inverse of mapping immediately, this mapping. That shows that nothing more than as simple as that to be for the complete order isomorphism to do with M by M matrix. And similar you can do for any finite dimensional C's algebra by the same way you can come in. Of course, there are many operator systems. Yeah. This way. So let me run someone. So one theorem is by opposite to itself. Yeah, which is injected. Consequence of that one, we got the same kind of conclusion. Every expectation image of B of H, or item put a mapping from B of H, then there is image also you get here. operating system. The universal compute policy map. Vector A with phi restricted A is identity on the A. So that come out immediately, the thing. So let's see more example of something that's on this bar. Any two-dimensional operating system is injective. Actually, you can check that they are nothing more by complete. Of the four. The key submission operator. With 0 and 1 in the spectrum of key. And may assume that, we may assume that. Actually, may assume that key is between I and 1. Now this operation is very simple. We do that as well. So by the structure theory, it's all basically the same as it is a completely order isomorphic with just the 1x1 matrix, direction 1x1 matrix. Copy there. So that's nothing more than. You care about the top entry and the bottom entry there. The other steps are nothing to do with the complete structure. Yeah.
Is there any relation between the two
theorems of Arbitrum? And you know, this is more tricky between you. But the other one, they are related to each other. Yeah. That's actually, this is more general than the one before. This allow operator system. Okay, maybe I will not say this is the stronger one. The one before is a weaker one. For C-star, it's the same statement. Yeah, I just use that idea. Yeah. But by category theory, we come to just everything as image theory, we come. So every two-dimensional system is that. For three-dimensional system, we have several examples. As mentioned before, that the three-dimensional space sitting in the continuous function on the unit circle. That one is not injected. But this one, still the CRT is too big. So let me reduce to more finite dimensional commutative cell. This is diagonal matrix. Our purpose. So this is into 4x4 matrix, as a diagonal 4x4 matrix. So as a subalgebra of the diagonal, the diagonal algebra there. This is a three-dimensional operator system. So let me write the C4 as the way it's seen 4x4. C4, I mean that you direct some copy of that data. So four copies of complex number, and this one there's no possible nothing can come down there. MFI. Cannot get any mapping from here down there. But this example is probably this is more or less a very possible example in Barnard space theory. Let's see the case that put one. And there's no possible, if phi exists, the phi will keep this element, no change. 1 plus 8 billion. Phi will keep those two diagonal matrix no change there. But now I got a, how about 1000? Because it's not in algebra. That's smaller than both of them. It's larger than 0, 0. Okay, I want in between this larger than. Where is the goal? It's in between there. So this what's this one? So this should be smaller than 1100, larger than 0000. 1001. Okay, I go in between there. I want to find the room there, the part in there. So this is no chain. This is something in between there. I got all the S there. So must be on the four. Alpha 000. That's the only thing. Then appear in between there. But my element, what are alpha 000? They must say that the sum of that is the same. So alpha is 0. So this picture of that, not every asymmetric there, but similarly. Also go to 0. And other go to 0. But then come contradiction. So there's no way to put that right. So this is a well-known example in Fibonacci space theory, if you look at the usual kind of example for positive magnetism, no lifting. Let's just physically also stand an example. I look at the real space here, that's R4. So four has four lines. So any element here are the four elements chosen from four lines. So let me put on the table the four next here. And the positive part are the alpha cell four as the positive part. So you think about the table upside 4 next, you take 4 and all of a 0. Hey, any 4 point to give me a point in that there. Now in our case, a recession there, or the cross section there. The 4 point are on the plane. Okay, A, R, E, good. X1, X2, X3, X4. Are on the same plane. Instead of taking all four lines, I take the points which are on the same plane, the four points on the same plane. So you just cross it. Okay? So instead of all four, any element, four elements, while the four points on the line, they are on the same plane, you cross section of it. Okay? So as long as they're on the same plane, these are elements in A. Yeah, so this comes a very simple feature that when you restrict to... Yeah, you can observe every of the cone just by the simple feature. On the four next or table, I want to look at the positive element restricted there. But these are sort of in the computing setup. Let's put into 2x2 matrix in order to get many non-injective operator system. Yeah, so this is not injective. This is in 2x2 matrix. It's not injected. At that we can come with that. You know 2x2 is injected, so if injected or not, you only have to map from N2 down there. So we check whether there is a complete policy in the map. Phi from 2x2 matrix down to A. Check whether there's a map from there, as identity mapping there or not. If the phi exists, let me write this as phi. Then this whole thing by phi will become positive. Become positive element if any complete positive mapping. But this send to 0100. That will come to something as alpha, alpha, beta, gamma. But that's identity minus that one. That might come to something like that. But then we got squeezed immediately for this entry. You know a submatrix, the one there. The alpha one log and one minus alpha one, I put number there. No way you can put anything on both positions to keep it positive. In particular, the submatrix, alpha one, 1 minus alpha 1, 1, 1. The submatrix, we look at those four entries, cannot be positive. So this shows that this is not injective in a way. Similarly, by different computation. Alpha beta gamma gamma. This is a three-dimensional system. I allow these two entries to be the same. So three-dimensional operator system. By different computation, by similar with kind of reasoning, it's not injected yet. That's self adjoint, the gamma gamma, gamma gamma there. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's still self adjoint, right? So, yeah, this is a very different from the, opposites are different from the one before. But they are not complete isomorphic isometry.
But the theorem does the try and error later.
It's injective operator system. Must be completely auto-isomorphic. With a sheaf algebra. In this way that you must get enough, like itself is not a Cesar algebra, okay, actually the math is that. So I didn't close that. AC in B of H. So A is injective. X is complete positive. So it's eigenpotent from B of H to B of H. But to bring it down to A. Then can check the A with a new modification. I see new modification, that means I change the structure already, okay? So I rather use a new name for, say, another Cesar algebra. It defined, set theory is the same set, or other identification, you give a new name, but define the new operation, modification there. Then you check that as a star Cesar algebra. Then go through the process, then when we check the mapping, it's a complete order isomorphism. Or in other words, I define new mapping, that point is algebra. Now I just change name to other thing. then they are complete. Furthermore, one can check their complete order isomorphic under the mapping phi. Okay, the psi will relate to each other. With this mapping, we see to A is identity mapping. So we complete all the isomorphism and carry one to the other. So when we master. So how do you see? How do you see injective operator systems? In any K by K matrix. That's easy. You know, we know that it must be and complete order isomorphic to an algebra. We know all five dimensional algebra. The sigma algebra are injective. They're of the form and NP. You want to see in the Hilbert state, you just put in the multiplicity there. Now, injective operating system are, by this result, are complete order isomorphic with sigma algebra. So you find that dimensional thing must be complete order isomorphic with something like that. But how you see in the N by N matrix, as I mentioned in the beginning, the complete isometry, how to sit well there. So, it's injective. Operator system is of the form is a complete unit though. Complete positive map. Sign complete positive map. Into the K minus we must in the four. There's no other way, it must be in the four. Yeah. Of course, I need the biunitary equivalence. Okay, after biunitary equivalence, they must sit in the form there. The top corner of the change it form an algebra. The same thing as the identity mapping there. And then all diagonal must be zero. Now remaining part could be arbitrary, where you only capture the complete positive isometric part, identity mapping up there. So here's a rule, it's a random thing. So you see this way then, no wonder the example 4 and 5 come out. Example 4, it has no reducing subspace. Yeah. And it has no, it's not an algebra. Okay, if you must have been doing subspace to get any non-algebraic way. This has a no reducing subspace, and it's not an algebra, so it cannot be operators injective. The injective must have a corner to be whole algebra. Okay, you don't have those forms. Similarly, you know, phi also there. There's no reducing subspace of phi. You cannot find projection computing with that one. And it's not an algebra itself. So this, yeah, this provides a quick way to see that. And also actually provide a quick way to check every operator system, whether injective or not. Well, you can always look for part of the remaining to keep the norm. They must form an algebraic. Yeah, this may help also, you want to find injective envelope for the finite dimensional case. Also come in more concrete way. No, by unitary equipment, actually. I mean that, I omit the word by unitary equipment, by changing basis. That is exactly of that form. You can rewrite it by changing basis. Orthogonal basis. Then no other effect. So more generally, we can extend to something called the other category, B, C, D. What's that? B, C, D. Category. Of operator spaces. With complete positive, with complete contractive. With complete positive, contractive as morphisms. In this case, you come to complete isometry to become the equivalent class, and by the viscous theorem there, B of H is injective. Or you might say by use this one with others, use them together. It's injective. So this way again shows that what kind of thing could be injective. It's a mapping from B of H down there. Obviously. Injective, if only if there exists a phi from B of H to A. Again, be the same as that. This one is the theorem means I won't get time to complete tour. And one and each operating system has a unique injective envelope. I'm not sure the word. Well, okay. Maybe I will go on more pool next time to clarify it, okay? At least most of it is that. Let's put an appropriate definition to do it. So let's omit the word you need. Yeah, okay. the, when we come to embedding, the embedding to define minimal, that may not be well defined, unless the definition can be clarified well to be the embedding. But still the injecting ever, the idea is that the operator space. An approach is that look at all injective operator space B if B is between B and H and look for minimum one. Then, but unfortunately, the axiom across where it may not work. The intersection of the decreasing net may not be there, in just there. That's not similar. That one may not work, but there. Okay, so the better ways are replaced by injecting operating system. But the trouble is that intersection of decreasing net of injecting operators algebra may obviously may not be injected or may not be injected. So the very approach is that we are all not at all idempotent morphisms in the category there. Then I put in appropriate ordering there. Then we can look for this one. I solve them and we can find a minimum. That's a theory to B of H. I want I don't put them that. It's not into A, because A is not in that here. Okay, I look for all that. Then many image are then order it. Okay, order those amount of methods. And then assume with with C A we say A B identity. Yeah. But it's into B or H, not into A. In A or A B injected. So you look for bigger one. But this almost the same as that one. The little bit different is that I can more ordering the phi than the sub algebra. And given a subspace, you may get many, many expectation mapping. So we look for the classification on this one. And a long appropriate approach that we have done. I will continue more about the say about next time. And then I come to other theorems.